VOA News, I'm Liz Palka. A deadly explosion in Crimea. A top Russian official in Crimea says 18 people are dead and more than 40 wounded after a blast at a college in Crimea. The official says the attacker was a student at the vocational college in the Black Sea city of Kerch, who killed himself afterward. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters earlier in the day that officials are looking into a possible terrorist attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Wednesday with senior Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This comes after Saudi leaders said they will show the entire world results of a thorough investigation into the disappearance of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports a pro-government Turkish newspaper has published what it says is audio taken from inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, the day Khashoggi disappeared from there.
They described the audio of the interaction as Mr. Khashoggi being tortured pretty gruesomely. It also says that the consul general could be heard on the tape telling those involved in the torture of Mr. Khashoggi not to do it inside of the consulate. And then one of the individuals taking part in that told him to, quote, shut up if you want to live when you return to Saudi Arabia.
Khashoggi was last seen October 2nd entering the consulate. Turkish officials have said Saudi agents killed Khashoggi. Saudi officials say he walked out on his own. An Afghan lawmaker running in this week's parliamentary elections was killed on Wednesday. Officials say Abdul Jabbar Karaman was killed by a bomb planted under his office chair. Taliban militants claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel warned Wednesday that Europe must be prepared for a no-deal Brexit. This as European Union leaders sought to unblock stalled divorce talks with Britain. Prime Minister Theresa May was due in Brussels to present her take on how to save the talks on Britain's scheduled exit from the Union on March 29th. Demonstrators gathered outside the EU summit demanding that Brexit be stopped. Nikki Johnson protested, pointing out she grew up in Northern Ireland and lived through troubling times.
We lived through the troubles and we definitely don't want to see history repeat itself. And I'm very, very concerned about how vulnerable Northern Ireland in particular is, given the current situation and the state of the negotiations.
Negotiations are at an impasse over the issue of a legal backstop to keep open the border between British Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, and which is an EU member. Tensions rise in the Middle East following a Gaza rocket attack on a residential zone in southern Israel. Here's more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli medics say a woman and her three children, whose home in Beersheba was struck, are being treated for shock after they fled to their shelter upon being awoken by warning sirens. The woman's swift response likely saved their lives, as the home was destroyed and debris scattered throughout the street. In response, and after days of rising tensions, Israeli jets have pounded Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry says a militant was killed inside one of the posts targeted, and three other people were wounded. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Thousands of migrants from Central America continue their journey Wednesday, attempting to make their way to the U.S. President Donald Trump warning to Honduras it risks losing millions in aid unless the caravan is stopped, and that has not swayed them. Rafael Hernandez is part of the caravan and said he wants to be part of the American dream to improve himself and his family and escape the many shortages in his homeland. The organizer has been detained while the caravan itself faced a standoff with police in Guatemala. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis plans to meet on Thursday in Singapore with his Chinese counterpart. The meeting comes amid escalating tensions over China's purchase of Russian fighter planes and missiles, as well as ongoing friction in the South China Sea. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Panama and Mexico this week to meet with top leaders and discuss defending democracy in Venezuela and Nicaragua, among other regional issues. That's according to the U.S. State Department on Wednesday. And we have more stories on voanews.com. You can go there for the latest. For now, I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.